This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. As a student at Illinois State University, acclaimed actor Francois Baptiste always had a backup plan. With a double major that included theater education plus some minor in English education, he was prepared to make a life outside of acting as a teacher if necessary. Swift success, though, on the stage and screen ensured his backup plan never had to go into action. That didn't mean he was done with school. GLT's Laura Kennedy has more.
Illinois State University honored one of its own recently by inducting Francois Baptiste into the College of Fine Arts Hall of Fame. The graduate has had a varied career in theater, film, and most recently, TV, on the ABC series 10 Days in the Valley. After graduation 20 years ago, Baptiste followed many other Redbird actors by heading up to Chicago, where he very quickly found stage success. He also soon realized that he needed something more and headed off to Juilliard to extend his knowledge base.
I wanted to find out what the world had in store for me, and I knew in order to be as exceptional as some of the actors that I saw, I needed further training. See, when I got to Chicago, when I graduated Illinois State, I was 21 years old, and at that time, I still didn't know if I was going to be an actor. Yeah. I was double majored in theater and theater education, minored in English education, emphasis in communications. And I'm like, well, these are my fallback tools in case I need to be a high school teacher. And so when I graduated college, I just didn't know if this was the thing that I was going to pursue ultimately. And then I was fortunate enough to start working pretty quickly in Chicago. And I just realized that I didn't want to spend the rest of my life there. I wanted to see what else the world had. I wanted to pursue, and I wanted to cultivate whatever I had. Because at 17, 18, 19 years old, you are in a theater department, but you're not really sharpening tools. You are getting your feet wet. You're being immersed in the world.
You're acquiring the tools,
but they're not really sharp enough to carry you through. That's what I felt. So I needed to go to grad school, and I needed... Well, I didn't need to go to grad school, but I wanted to go to grad school because I wanted to get out of Chicago, and I wanted to go to a city that had bigger and brighter, and that would have taken me to the West Coast or to the East Coast.
Well, once you got to Juilliard and started learning the lessons you were looking for, you won the Hauptmann Award, which is very prestigious. You were actually the first African-American to win that award. What did it mean to you to win that award? Did you feel justified in the choice that you made?
I was grateful, and I guess there was some sort of sense of validation at the time. A school like that, you just want to make sure that you have to take ownership of your process, because you're in a school with immensely talented, very talented people. And sometimes you get swept up in the world of thinking that just by being here that you've made it in some form or fashion. But having had 3 years of professional experience prior to going, I realized that this is just training. You have to take advantage of your training, and you have to acquire a sense of tools that you're able to use for the longevity of your career. And so that to me, receiving the award just meant that I was on the right path.
Let's talk about some of those tools. Before we sat down to do the interview, we were talking about what an actor needs to be a good actor. And you mentioned empathy.
Yeah.
How important is empathy for an actor?
The ability to place yourself in other people's shoes and objectively see their circumstances is incredibly important. If you're not able to do that, you'll be stuck in judgment. You'll be judging the person that you're attempting to portray. I think it's less about trying to judge that person than it is about understanding that person and what is making that person behave in the way that they're behaving, say the things that they're saying, feel what they're feeling. And in order to do that, you have to have some kind of moral compass to open up and see really what has placed that person in those circumstances. So I believe along the social tapestry, if we're able to do that, we will have more opportunity to see how and why society in certain pockets is the way it is.
In 2014, you co-founded the Collective Theater in Chicago, the Collective Theater Company, and you did that along with another ISU alum, the late Nelson Ellis. Can you tell me why you decided to do this? Were you trying to create opportunities for yourself to explore characters that you had in mind or to try new things? Did you see a void in the theater landscape in Chicago that needed filling?
Great question. Let me try to answer it this way. The reason why I became a student here at ISU is because when I was in high school, I did speech team and group interpretation, contest playing, things like that. Well, when I was in high school, we did a group interpretation called The Colored Museum, and we won the state championship. And as a result of that, we were asked to perform down here at ISU. Upon leaving, upon walking directly out of the door, I was stopped by a professor or two who asked me to come to ISU. We have scholarship opportunities and things like that. And so that really informed my decision to make it ISU. Well, the other ensemble members are still my closest friends. And so the people that were in that ensemble of that group interpretation, you know, 15, 20 years that we've been talking about starting a theater company in a way that we can bring some kind of change, some type of impact to the city of Chicago and tell some stories that haven't been told. Be a theater company that can tell stories that are relevant, but also mix in the classics and tell them in a new way. So that's pretty much our aim of creating the Collective Theater Company.
Well, you are quite good with the classics. You've done a number of classics, like you were in The Merchant of Venice in New York with Al Pacino. And you won an Obie in New York for The Good Negro.
Correct.
And you're on TV now. 10 Days in the Valley is the name of the TV show. You're Detective Gus Tremblay.
Yes.
I want to know, what's the appeal of TV for you? There's a lot of really good television out there right now on a variety of platforms. So what does that appeal for you when you have such a strong theater background?
Well, I mean, the most succinct way of answering that question is my bank account loves film and TV.
You want to put your kids through college.
Exactly. My heart loves theater. I have grown to love and appreciate all mediums, television, film, theater. They're different muscles of the same body, different muscles that you exercise. There's a little bit more technical things that are you have to worry about in television and film. But in theater, it's kind of like it's a communal experience.
The audience there becomes part of the performance. That's because they have because of their energy.
Right. There's a reason why theater have survived thousands of years, and it's because we're in the same room with hundreds, sometimes thousands of people sharing an experience, and it's storytelling. I learned a few years ago that, and this may be off topic, but I learned a few years ago that Sophocles was not necessarily a playwright. You know, Sophocles was a general, and he ended up writing plays as he came back from the wars to educate the mass on what soldiers were experiencing in battle. And that's why he started to write plays. That's how you got Ajax and things like that, because he was off to war for 8-9 years at a time, came back and decided that many people in Greece didn't realize the type of psychological injuries that they were enduring. And so he would write these plays to try to tell the stories. And this was thousands of years ago.
And we're still telling these stories.
We're still telling these stories so that we can educate the mass on what individuals are going through. And Shakespeare said it best, you know, hold a mirror as 'twere up to nature. You know, we just want to reflect what is happening in society. We are still telling these stories, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to do that.
That's actor Francois Batiste, just recently inducted into the Illinois State University College of Fine Arts Hall of Fame. I'm Laura Kennedy.
This spring, Batiste heads back to the boards in New York City, where he'll perform opposite Blair Underwood in a new play entitled Paradise Blue at the Signature Theater.